This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The American people have witnessed what is the greatest failure of any presidential administration in the history of our country. And here are the facts. 210,000 dead people in our country in just the last several months. Over 7 million people who have contracted this disease. 1 in 5 businesses closed. We're looking at frontline workers who have been treated like sacrificial workers. We are looking at over 30 million people who in the last several months had to file for unemployment. And here's the thing. On January 28th, the Vice President and the President were informed about the nature of this pandemic. They were informed that it's lethal in consequence, that it is airborne, that it will affect young people, and that it would be contracted because it is airborne. And they knew what was happening, and they didn't tell you. Can you imagine if you knew on January 28th, as opposed to March 13th, what they knew, what you might have done to prepare? They knew, and they covered it up.
Vice President Pence, you were in the front row in a Rose Garden event 11 days ago at what seems to have been a super spreader event for senior administration and congressional officials. No social distancing. Few masks, and now a cluster of coronavirus cases among those who were there. How can you expect Americans to follow the administration's safety guidelines to protect themselves from COVID when you at the White House have not been doing so?
Well, the American people have demonstrated over the last 8 months that when given the facts, they're willing to put the health of their families and their neighbors and people they don't even know first. President Trump and I have great confidence in the American people and their ability to take that information and put it into practice. In the height of the epidemic, when we were losing a heartbreaking number of 2,500 Americans a day, we surged resources to New Jersey and New York and New Orleans and Detroit. We told the American people what needed to be done, and the American people made the sacrifices. When the outbreak in the Sun Belt happened this summer, again, Americans stepped forward. But the reality is the work of the President of the United States goes on. The vacancy on the Supreme Court of the United States has come upon us, and the President introduced Judge Amy Coney Barrett.
Thank you. Thank you, Vice President.
If I may say, that Rose Garden event, there's been a great deal of speculation about it. My wife Karen and I were there and honored to be there. Many of the people who were at that event, Susan, actually were tested for coronavirus. And it was an outdoor event, which all of our scientists regularly and routinely advise. The difference here is President Trump and I trust the American people to make choices in the best interest of their health.
All right. It was much different than the presidential debate that we saw to kick things off. To begin with, in the beginning of October. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, it was about COVID, Breonna Taylor, and the difference there over the grand jury, and also the Supreme Court vacancy, Amy Coney Barrett, and whether the timing was right, Harris saying that it wasn't right, invoking Abraham Lincoln, Pence throwing back on that, and talking about how important it is to fill that vacancy, and then talking about the relationship that Ruth Bader Ginsburg had with Antonin Scalia. An interesting debate, much, much different than, like I said, the first one that we saw of the three that we are supposedly going to see of the presidential debates. Speaking of the White House and that super spreader event, Mike Pence daftly dodged that, but 34 people connected to the White House have been infected by COVID-19, and then many people that were at that event for the announcement of the Supreme Court nominee have contracted COVID-19. In the meantime, as a quick aside before we dive deeper into the debate, as for the death totals with COVID-19 in the U.S., 212,000, 7.58 cases. This is the facts as we know them to be, just as what's being reported at Johns Hopkins and other health institutes. Recovered in the world, 25.1 million, because we have so many people listening to us around the world. Hello to all of you. 1.5 million deaths, 36.1 million cases. One of the things that was brought up is the economy, the economy, the economy, and reopening and keeping things going and what we're seeing happen across America. And, of course, there was differences between the two on that. I will say, I agree with one of the op-ed pieces that I read by Alyssa Rosenberg from the Washington Post, who said the vice presidential debate was boring. Good. We need more of that. Also, if you look at what both VPs did, the VP candidate and the current VP, Mike Pence, is they did what you do. You prop up your guy. That's what you're supposed to do to your teammate. Both of them did that. Pence constantly talked about Trump and defended Trump in a way that I haven't really seen done before. I mean, he managed to really do it well without getting all convoluted into his words, etc. I mean, he defended Trump, as did Kamala Harris when it came to Joe Biden. So it's interesting because there's only one VP debate, and I would say with these candidates, nothing comes out of this to me that takes an undecided voter, I think, and throws them into a different pile. Although there's some discussion because Mike Pence did interrupt Kamala Harris a bunch, that the suburban white women, according to these polls that I'm suddenly seeing pop up, will abandon post and won't go with the Republican ticket, even if they did last time, because they're reminded of being interrupted by men at work and in positions of power when they're at the table. And that's what happened a bit in this debate. But I think overall, both did what they set out to do, and they clashed over the coronavirus response, which is obvious. And I said Breonna Taylor in the grand jury, that was a big sticking moment too as well. What was really strange is there was a fly on Mike Pence's head that created a lot of social media stir. It like distracted from everything. It was the buzz, if you will, over what was going on in the debate, because it just stuck to him. You know, the fly didn't move, and so it was distracting. Another thing that people are writing about, and it just shows you how these debates are, right, was something I saw in the New York Post, and you could see it if you were watching the debate. He was having problems with a bloodshot eye. It was a bloody eye. So there was the fly sticking to his head for 2 minutes and then the bloody eye that got some attention. Now, there are polls as to who won the debate, that kind of thing. I told you about the interruption, etc. A CNN poll put Kamala Harris as winning it, saying that she gets 58% of those that were asked versus the 38% for VP Mike Pence, that she had the better night. But does it improve the chances of either candidate in any way? Monique Charlton, a Democratic strategist, joins us from New York next.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. there's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot preparedness company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Whatever the vice president is claiming the administration has done, clearly it hasn't worked. When you're looking at over 210,000 dead bodies in our country, American lives that have been lost, families that are grieving that loss. And you know, the vice president is the head of the task force and knew on January 28th how serious this was. And then, thanks to Bob Woodward, we learned that they knew about it. And then when that was exposed, the vice president said, when asked, "Well, why didn't y'all tell anybody?" He said, "Because the president wanted people to remain calm."
Well, let's get
back. No, but Susan, this is important.
Susan, I
want to add, Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking.
You have 15 more seconds, and then we'll give the Vice President a chance to
respond. So I want to ask the American people, how calm were you when you were panicked about where you're going to get your next roll of toilet paper? How calm were you when your kids were sent home from school and you didn't know when they could go back? How calm
were you when your children
couldn't see your parents because you were afraid they could kill them?
Yeah, there's that pesky fly. And that was one of the things that obviously Mike Pence struggled about. I mentioned that. He didn't struggle because I don't think he knew he had it, but everybody else did because that was being tweeted all over the place and there was jokes galore about the fly, which would have happened if it was landed on her. It's just the fact that it was just so right in your face because you saw it stuck to him. And you heard more of the coronavirus. I mean, that really was where Kamala Harris took off on what the Democrats are talking about, the response to COVID-19 and Bob Woodward's book. She mentioned it there that he had told him that, and that, of course, was what happened before the book came out. That was what everybody was buzzing about, if you will. When did they know? What does that mean? All that stuff in between. And for Mike Pence's part, he said, listen, Joe Biden did not want to cut off the flights to China, coming in from China, etc. And we did that. The president did that, and that was a smart move, or more people could have died. So that was his response to that. And again, this was the VP debate that sometimes can lift a candidate up if they need it. And the key thing is you don't want the candidate as a result of how P performs. So in this case, I stick by what I said before. I believe most people know where they're voting. 4 million people were 27 days away from the election. 4 million people have done the early voting thing. I think most people know who they're voting for president. Other officials that they could elect for different positions, judgeships, etc., in their local areas might be a little bit different. I mean, I don't know about you, but are you getting dumped on with all this direct mail? I'm thinking save the postage between the signs and all of the mail that I'm getting. It's crazy, but that's their way to remind you. You might not know. Here's who's running. Here's what's happening. Blah, blah, blah. And one thing I didn't mention is, you know, you had the fly thing, but you also had the conversation about plexiglass, but that, you know, that was kind of tame. You just didn't, there wasn't really much about, there was more made about the plexiglass thing and how the response to COVID and doing this compared to what happened in the presidential debate than I think the aftermath. I don't think as much. Will be made of that. I think it's more about what was said and the argument and him, Pence cutting her off, and then Pence really defending the president well, and Harris defending Biden when Pence shot at the record. I'll say one thing. I mean, both of them knew exactly. They had their ammunition. They were ready to go. They weren't struggling for pulling things from the air. Their prep, because that's what happens. You got to get prepped for this stuff. And both of them are politicians. But they were prepped well, and they knew they had a strategy. They knew their game plan. They knew what was happening, I think, going into this without a doubt. And because of what happened in the first debate, the debate between the VP candidate and the actual VP was pretty civil in comparison to last Tuesday between Trump and Biden, with the shut up and the insults and all that stuff in between. But there was obviously policies that were on the table and attacks all over the place. There were some personal attacks that were brought up, like he repeatedly brought up the Green New Deal plan for climate change, which Biden last week specifically said would not be part of his policy platform. And on health care, Kamala Harris looked directly at the camera, pointed out that Trump and Pence want to invalidate Obamacare, which includes guarantees of health care for those with pre-existing conditions. Now, he did come back and say, we have a plan, we will take care of people with pre-existing conditions. So the debate pretty much, I think, came down to differences of life or death consequences, you know, that are with both of these candidates and their points of view and propping up their man. That's the thing. That's pretty much what I would take away from this. It was definitely different, like I said, than the presidential debate, but of course it would be because they're VPs, or she wants to be the VP, he is the VP, and you're gonna attack currently what the administration is doing, and then you're gonna attack what professionally, politically speaking, what Kamala Harris has done and what Joe Biden has done. So it was pretty interesting from that point of view. I had the game plan down. I think probably all of you did too. All right, a quick reminder, because this is one of those crazy nights, that we will have Nail the Score. So, yeah, believe it or not, Nail the Score. You don't have to know anything about football. You just want to win some swag and smile and laugh for a few minutes, right, with the world that we're living in. So keep this number handy, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or you can email me, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. At the tail end of the hour, we will come up with, or I already have come up with it, the game of the week in the NFL. You just have to pick a side. Tell me what you think the final score is going to be. And ba-dum-bump, that is it. That is all that you have to do. There's going to be a lot of analysis, post-debate analysis. And I think it's going to skew right or left. I mean, you know, what's your poison? What are you reading? Who are your influencers? You know, who do you watch or who do you listen to? That kind of stuff. You know, when you're not listening to this show, of course, or Sean Hannity or whoever else it is that you're listening to. But I was looking at KT McFarland, something that she said, and she was a guest on this show not too long ago, actually. And she said, listen, Harris proved that she's not likable, that she's not likable. But while she's saying that, and the contrast was clearly there on the whole COVID things, the Fox News poll shows, this is the Fox News poll, shows that Joe Biden widened his national lead on Donald Trump. So he leads the president 53% to 43%. That's up 5 points in less than a month. So about 70% of voters think American democracy is in danger in this election, including 8 out of 10 Biden supporters, 6 out of 10 Trump supporters. So Biden leads Trump by 39 percentage points among those saying coronavirus, that was, again, center stage. Coronavirus is the single most important factor in deciding their vote for president. That's almost 40%, so 68 to 29%. While Trump is up 12 percentage points among voters who say the economy is the obvious contrast. So the economy, 54 to 42%. And this is the clash. This is what we're living under, the giant question mark. Right? Yes. The giant question mark. Because if you have no money in your wallet and you are struggling, it doesn't matter professional degrees, what you've done, an incredible lunch pail, hard work in person, the virus has killed so many parts of the economy. And that goes to the balancing act of opening up and keeping people working, and how do you do that? So Trump wins out in the Fox poll in that sense, and that makes sense to me, while Biden wins out with the coronavirus. Yeah. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about this bail situation. 1 million buckos, and this is related to Chauvin, and of course, what happened with George Floyd. Stay with us.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Val Dior.
The vice presidential debate, Vice President Pence and Senator Kamala Harris arguing which party would have handled COVID better.
Our nation's gone through a very challenging time this year. But I want the American people to know that from the very first day, President Donald Trump has put the health of America first. Before there were more than 5 cases in the United States, all people who had returned from China, President Donald Trump did what no other American president had ever done. And that was he suspended all travel from China, the second largest economy in the world. Now, Senator Joe Biden opposed that decision. He said it was xenophobic and hysterical. But I can tell you, having led the White House Coronavirus Task Force, that that decision alone by President Trump bought us invaluable time to stand up the greatest national mobilization since World War II. And I believe it saved hundreds of thousands of American lives.
This is USA Radio News. Back to work at the Oval Office Wednesday, and the president took to Twitter to talk about his COVID treatment as well as other drugs to be made available quickly.
So I just want to say we have Regeneron, we have a very similar drug from Eli Lilly, and they're coming out, and we're trying to get them on an emergency basis. We've authorized it, I've authorized it, and if you're in the hospital and you're feeling really bad, I think we're going to work it so that you get them and you're going to get them free. And especially if you're a senior, we're going to get you in there quick. We have hundreds of thousands of doses that are just about ready.
The president took the time to thank doctors and nurses across the country that are working so hard to keep people safe. He says he feels better now than he did even before his COVID diagnosis. And U.S. hospitals will start reporting flu data to the federal government or lose federal funding. The U.S. facing the threat of two deadly respiratory viruses, flu and coronavirus, at the same time. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A big shout out to all of you listening to us across America, in New Orleans, in Tucson, in Los Angeles, in Portland, and so many other places. We've been talking about the presidential debate, but there's a huge story and one that we've talked about a lot on this show. Wind back to the death, the sad death of George Floyd and the Minneapolis ex-cop charged in the in police custody. He's been in custody for 4 months. Derek Chauvin faces murder and manslaughter charges. He has been released from prison on $1 million bond. How about that? Michelle Eskenazi joins us, and she is the president of the National Association of BailAgents.com. Michelle, thanks for hanging with us.
Hey, Kate, and hi, Minnesota. Thanks so much for having me.
So let's talk about this. $1 million. Wow, that's a lot of bond to put up. But of course, in this case, you would have expected something like this, right?
I mean, I don't know. You know, it's always difficult to know what to expect because you know bail decisions are made by judges. But it doesn't surprise me that his brethren in the department likely and his family members pooled all their resources to release him from incarceration.
Yeah, of course. Because, again, police behind bars, no matter what, that's always dicey, and particularly in this case, of course. And I said it, it's been more than 4 months, if you think about that, when it happened and when he ultimately was incarcerated. So this is an incredibly high-profile case. What does it mean? Because I think a lot of people don't understand that. When you say $1 million bond, what can that consist of?
Well, every state has a different set of policies, you know, essentially as it relates to fees. But I think Minnesota is a 10% state. So essentially what it might mean is that the family, maybe the union, you know, put together $100,000. Sometimes they do that on GoFundMe and various other crowdfunding sources. And someone put up some sort of collateral, right? But in this particular case, when you have a defendant that is an officer, essentially, his risk of flight is zero.
Right, so it's a good bet, in other words, because you're in the business, you know that. It is about that. What is the risk of flight? And you look at people and the cases and decide, right, whether or not you can take it.
Yes, I mean, for example, if this situation were put upon someone who was, you know, a multiple felony offender, maybe, you know, is not from this country or not here legally, right? I mean, the risk factor goes up, you know, substantially. But you have someone who lives locally, you know, who's been a police officer for many, many years, and who just happens to be in this horrifying situation.
Yeah. Tell me about your agency, because it's interesting to me that you've got an all-female crew, right, at your agency?
No, I mean, we don't have an all. You mean at the National Association of Bail Agents?
No, not at the National Association, but I think, don't you have your own agency where you've got...
I am the founder and I am the owner of Empire Bail Bonds in New York.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Empire's pretty well known.
Yes, thank you.
And so did you set out to make it all female, or just kind of turned out that way?
Well, it's not all female. So, I mean, I would say it's probably half and half. I mean, we do have a lot of females, and I'm certainly into the empowerment of women. I don't believe that gender or sexuality should play a role in any hire, whether it's in the bail industry or in the chocolate industry. So
that is a very good answer, by the way.
Thank
what's
you.
It like what's it like to run a bail bond agency in New York City?
Well, I've been running crime in New York City for about 30 years. What it's like from me as a single mother perspective, it's like you know, serving the children dinner, getting up and walking away from the table. My children knew what collateral was before they knew what Barbie dolls were. It's getting the kids in the car in their pajamas and running up to the jail. It's a lot of interrupted Christmases and Mother's Day. The bail agents in the United States of America, that's what we do. We're devoted to liberty.
Yeah, there you go. All right, I got to tell you this because I'm from that Jersey, New York area, too. And one of my favorite characters in a book for everybody listening is, and I had a chance to interview her and talk to her. I've read all her books. Janet Ivanovich writes about that game, the bail bonds game, and her main character is Stephanie Plum. If you haven't read Ivanovich, she reminds me of this Stephanie Plum a little bit of you. So it's really well done.
Thank you. I've heard about these books over the years. I have, as a trademark, just for reference, they call me the bail bond queen in the industry. But it's just crazy because I've been doing this for so long. I never come home and watch cop shows. I just watch a lot of Home and Garden TV.
All right, we do have that in common. I like it, too. That's a good break from everything. Michelle, we'll have to have you back on. Escanaza, thank you so much. Again, National Association of Bail Agents.com. That's where you can, she's the president of that, and she also runs Empire in New York City. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, yeah, what does somebody who owns a bail bonds agency have in common with me? No life. That's right. You work all different hours. Yes. And people just know in your life, yeah, you might be able to get me, you might not be able to get me. Anyway, that's interesting when you look at collateral, and she made a good point about GoFundMe now and people raising money, and there is zero risk of flight. So in this case, the $1 million, pretty safe, you know, chance or bet, if you will, that the ex-cop won't flee. So that's, again, a much safer gamble, I guess, if you will, to take. All right, nobody was playing it safe on the debate stage. So I thought that was a big story, and I wanted to make sure that we got that in there and got some perspective on George Floyd, because, of course, George Floyd's name came up during the debate. Kamala Harris mentioned what happened, and that was part of the whole Breonna Taylor thing, and Mike Pence also talked about sympathizing with what's going on and with the Taylor family, but that you could not have the riots and the things that had gone on in relationship to that. So when we look at now the post debate and the conversation about, you know, was there really a winner on this? Does anyone get a bump out of a VP debate, the potential VP and the current VP? Well, you know, what does that shake out to be? And I said this before, there have been years where a VP has helped a presidential candidate or, a sitting president who is, you know, where they're going into a second term. And an example, I think, of that would be, and a lot of people have said this, is Obama getting off to a rocky start in his first debate in 2012 when the first one there. Then Joe Biden was able to do much better in the VP debate. But this comes down to the two. This comes down to Biden, and this comes down to the president. And I think the Fox poll is interesting because that's the measure that I believe many people are going to weigh. And they're going to weigh the economy and the coronavirus. What's happened in your world? All politics are local. Where are you in this? When, sadly, the clock struck midnight, back on March 6th, the very beginning of March, and all of this started to explode more, people's lives changed rapidly. Careers were lost, and families were suddenly struggling, and they were in an unfamiliar place. Or families who had turned a corner and were saving for colleges or saving for jobs or whatever they were saving for saw their savings get depleted. And then the furloughs, the airline industry, et cetera, and how badly hospitality has been hit, how many layoffs. Look at the places where big conventions are held, like Las Vegas is a great example of that, and so many other places. I mean, look around you in your area. How much do you rely on tourism? Hotels really rely on meetings and conventions, and they all went south. They all went down. The economy plays a big role in people's lives. The virus plays a big role in people's lives, depending on your health, depending on 6 degrees of separation. Do you know anyone who has it? Has it changed things dramatically? And of course, it's changed things for everybody, but how dramatic in your world? Because that's also different from place to place. For example, in Florida, Governor DeSantis dropped the statewide COVID bans, period. And he's allowing football at full capacity. That's Florida. Very different from California. Very different from Texas, where there's kind of an in-between. Every state and every county is different in how they're handling outbreaks, etc., deaths, or survival rates, and slowly reopening things. So it just depends. All right, speaking of football, Nail the Score is coming up. You want to jam on these numbers. You want to get a break from the fly, from the conversation about politics for a moment. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Well, somehow, some way, there still is football in week five. There's discussions about, COVID and some of the players, and will this be the end of football? But I've talked to a few people in the front office, and it certainly doesn't seem that way. So there's some interesting games. One of them is not the Giants and the Cowboys. The Cowboys should pick up a win here. The Giants are 0-4. They're struggling, and the Cowboys seem like they've had... The last game, it seemed like they're pulling this out. This is incredible. But they didn't pull it out. I think in Arlington, Texas, the Cowboys win that one. So that's no fun. That's no fun. The Giants will just be the patsy, right? Unless you just want to see them get beat up, which, okay. Otherwise, when I looked across the board at the games, I saw my eyes spotted a couple. There's another couple patsies, too, by the way. Like the Bills and the Titans, that could be a good game. In Nashville, the Bills are undefeated. How about Josh Allen? Over 1,300 yards, 12 touchdowns. That could be a good one. And the Titans, they're hanging in. Same thing. More than hanging in. The Buccaneers and the Bears, they're both 3-1. That's the Thursday night game. But you know what? The Magic 8-Ball told me to go with this game. And you know what game it is? Think of the Philadelphia Eagles. And I know there's people that just absolutely hate the Eagles. And they're the woulda, coulda, shoulda team lately. So the Eagles are taking on the Steelers. And this game is at Heinz Field, the battle for Pennsylvania. It's going to be balmy, 71 degrees. Pittsburgh is favored by 7. The over-under is 44 points. And I think this could be a good game. So this is the game that I picked as the one that you tell me who you think is going to win. You don't have to know anything about the team. It's not some big analysis. If you want to throw it in, you can, but you don't have to. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Or flip me an email. A lot of you do that. That's fine. That's always been the tradition for some of you. So just go to kate@katedelaneyradio.com. All right, let's go out to Peter. Oh, he's one of my favorites. In Texas, out of the bunker, I don't think he has any problems with flies in his hair. Hey, Pete.
Good evening. So, America, do we want to go back to the swamp, or do we want to continue winning? That is the real question. I think I'm going to continue winning with Big Daddy. Anyway, 28-19, the Birds.
Oh, I love that you picked the Eagles. Can I tell everyone that's close to you in Texas that you picked the Eagles to win 28-19?
Don't you do it.
Don't you do it. Don't you do it. That's winning. You want to be on all the winning teams. So there you go. 28-19. All right, Peter, thank you so much as always. Appreciate it. Oh, I love his sense of humor. He does. He has a wicked sense of humor. So you can join us just like Pete, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Or flip me an email, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. I'm going to go to Alex, our wizard, our technical wizard of this show, and find out what he thinks. So, Alex, what do you think? What do you think is going to happen? Is Philadelphia going to win, or is it going to be Pittsburgh? And what do you think the score is going to be?
I'm going to have to go with Pittsburgh, and I think they're going to take it 28-21.
28-21. What's the matter with you not picking up Philadelphia Eagles? Come on now.
I had to go with my mom's home team.
Ah, all right, so I get it. You're a mama's boy, so Steelers, I should have known. 28-21, I like his guess, because that means close game, you know, close game, and could be edge of your seat watching. Let's face it, if you don't root for a particular team, but you like football and you start watching other games because your game isn't on or whatever it might be, you want a decent game, right? You want something to happen in the game. It's been a very wild start to the NFL, I think. Wild in the sense that, you know, no fans in the stands, clever little things that are being done instead, a lot of switcheroos on teams, so getting used to new stadiums that are empty mostly, unfamiliar faces in certain roles. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. And then the big fines when you don't wear the masks on the sideline. If you don't wear your mask, you get in trouble. All right, so once again, I'm going to throw out the numbers because, I mean, even Sharon and Mage is like, what time are you doing it? 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or kate@katedelaneyradio.com. I'm going to tell you my guess. Every time I pick the Eagles, then they don't win. Every time I don't pick them, then they win. So I'm lousy at picking against the Birds, for the Birds, or, you know, whatever. So, anyway, I'm going to go with the Eagles. And I think that's a rough choice because the Steelers are favored by 7 for a reason. But I think there's a little momentum, a little mojo kind of headed the way of Philadelphia. Heinz Field, always a big one for them. So I'm going to say that the Eagles win this one. And they just beat the 49ers 25-20. They haven't put up in their losses, in their loss against the Rams, they had like 19 points. They haven't put up a lot of points. So I don't know that I think it's going to be anything high scoring if they win. So they'd have to really rely on the defense, and that's the thing. So I'm going to say that they win it 24-21. 24-21. Sharon in Maine, the great state of Maine, she just sent me a little messenger. She has that private messenger. And she said, I emailed you my choice tonight. And she's going with the Eagles. And she says the Eagles win it 31-24. So 31-24 for Sharon B. Philadelphia, oddly enough, in a weak NFC East, is 1-2-1. They're on top of the division. Washington, Dallas are tied. Well, Washington 1-3 and Dallas 1-3. They're behind Philly by a tiny, tiny hair on their chinny chin chin. And then, of course, New York is terrible. They're 0-4, as I mentioned before. And that's why the Dallas, this should be a Dallas win. They should easily beat up on the New York Giants. But there's some problems in the NFC East, again, with these teams. But some of this is timing and corrections on timing, receivers and the quarterback, et cetera, blown plays, all kinds of things. And they didn't. There's been like mental lapses, I think. And part of that is because of the whole COVID deal. You're not having the practices that you used to have, and some of that has obviously hurt. Other people have been able to get it together much quicker than I thought. Tom Brady, who you know is going to be good, but has really whipped up Tampa Bay, and fans are going crazy, crazy, crazy for him. And like I said about this whole workout thing, that's part of the deal. You know, the Titan players held a workout at a local school with that team facility closed at Nashville. A bunch of them did that. That was last Wednesday, one day after the Titans closed their place, their facility, because of the coronavirus outbreak in the organization. A group of players worked out at Montgomery Bell Academy, so that really created a stir. The NFL and the Titans informed players one day later they were banned from any in-person gatherings outside of team facilities, and they didn't like that. So the school said, hey, we didn't try to do anything bad. We didn't know that there were any restrictions by the NFL in place to prevent players from gathering. All right, a shout-out to Alex, even though he picked the Steelers, he is the technical wizard for this show. And to all of you, remember, we're in this together.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.